to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from a toilet bowl that resembles a larger toilet bowl. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by, as always, my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Josh Chewbacca Martin, and Dogwater Dick in the other room, or we don't have to look at him. Also in the studio this week are Just Cherry Bear and Cecil McCumber, baby.
Too much.
That may have been one of your best ever.
Good, yeah. Too much.
You put that on the. Nice.
You should show up 5 minutes before showtime. Show.
And actually, Rick, you could just shift that a little bit, and then
that
we're
was
like,
definitely in your top
maybe,
10 opens. Yeah. Man.
Maybe I already
nice.
Did.
Very good.
And we're already talking about something that never happened.
Right. No, I thought that was
excellent. Because we're live from the past. Thank you.
I like that you pushed it a little.
Thank you.
Let's take it again from the top.
Right.
We'll fix it in post.
Fix it in post. Right. Yeah. So, hi, everybody. Welcome once again to another fabulous episode of the Worst Little Podcast in the World. Hi, Cecil.
Hey, Rory.
How you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It's good. Sorry I was late.
Cecil McCumber.
Yeah, Cecil McCumber. I was running a little late, so sorry I haven't gotten a chance to say hi yet.
Cecil, your name sounds made up.
Is he a little Fauntleroy?
Did you make a, yeah, exactly.
No, I believe your stage name was Chuck, but you really go by, you really are a Cecil.
Chuck McCumber?
It's a long story. So I'm Cecil Charles McCumber III, which means my name is definitely not made up. In fact, it was given to two other men before
me. It's stuck
me.
Around
you know,
for a
you
minute.
Know what I think about that name?
What's that?
Like in the loper.
It's only if you're like Thethel, my name.
Good point.
Cecil gets a ding right off the bat.
But apparently my grandfather was obsessed with the name. So, but he never went by it. His name was Cecil, but he went by Mac. And but he
Mac?
Liked it.
But he wanted
like
to stick
McCumber. Like McCumber, okay. Right.
He wanted to stick you and your dad with the same name, though.
Well, they had a dog before they ever had kids, and so he named the dog Cecil.
Damn.
And then the first child was a daughter, Cecilia.
Oh,
did
my
having
gosh.
The name Cecil make any of you gay?
Well, I'm not sure about my aunt. She might be.
Her name's Cecil? She might be.
She goes by Mac, though.
Yeah.
Auntie
Cecilia.
Auntie Cecilia. Auntie Cecilia. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure my dad's not gay. At least he wasn't for a short period of time.
Right, at least long enough.
Long enough, yeah.
Oh, man.
So, and I'm not gay.
And yourself, you're out there looking for the ladies?
You can always try.
You're waiting the ladies to fall to your rock stardom?
I've started dating a girl recently.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
You want to say hi to her or anything? Is she going to be listening to this?
What's the worst thing about her? She sings better than I do.
Oh, yeah. Good man.
Do we know her?
No, you don't. Good. She lives in Ohio.
How do you know? We know people.
Oh, right.
In Ohio.
Right.
I know. I used to be
you want to say hi to her?
On the Ohio side of Niagara Falls.
We should say hi to her.
You want to say hi to her?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody be quiet.
Sexually.
Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, Alexandra!
Hi, Alexandra. Ooh, I hope you guys have sex soon.
What part of Ohio?
Ew.
The good part.
I know a joke that ends like that. She lives in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right.
All right. Well, now we got a listener in Columbus, Ohio.
Where my dad is from, who is strangely obsessed with my name as well.
Interesting.
There you go. Tie that into a little bow.
We know Rory's dad doesn't listen, so
no,
we'll finally have somebody from
Ohio. He's
probably
not gay either.
Ever.
Well, and his name was Ralph, and all my uncles used to say, and all the sheep would call him at night, Ralph, Ralph, come back to the farm.
We miss you, we'll do anything for you.
This is Rip on your dad show.
Yeah, happy Father's Day. Actually, this is our Father's Day show.
Is it?
Hi, Dad. Yeah. Well,
I think my dad got...
Next Monday is the 18th. Father's Day is the 17th.
Yeah.
And so, this is our Father... Happy Father's Day, Nick. Happy Father's Day, Josh.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day, Rory.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
And congratulations to the non-breeders in the room.
Thank you.
Congratulations for dodging that.
Well, great success here.
Yeah. Thanks for not having
cross the room high five.
Yeah. Now, if you have a pet too, you can still celebrate Father's Day
if
you're a guy.
What? No, you can't.
Todd Five.
What's that?
Oh, just, you know, there's an Air 5. You know, the Todd.
Oh, welcome
from,
to the gun show,
Scrubs.
Ladies.
Yeah, Todd from the Scrubs.
Yeah, everybody was high-fiving in the room, if you're wondering.
We were air high-fiving, though, so.
Yeah, not everybody.
Which works on the radio.
Mental high-five.
Awesome. It's very entertaining, too, to just be sitting here in the corner watching everybody.
Yeah.
High five!
Four dorks air high five each other, and one cool guy in the corner.
Is there a drinking game associated with the sound of your lighter yet? Because Felix wants to start one.
Oh, we had that first.
That's when you take a hit of weed.
I don't drink for that.
That's why he wants to start a drinking game, because he doesn't smoke.
See, I don't
go ahead and have a shot of whiskey every time he takes a lighter.
You hear that schnicked?
Can I say it in description of the rules of the game?
Yes.
Okay. I will have a drink.
I think it still counts.
No, I will say I will drink when I say yeah. No. But I will not drink when Rick does the lighter. I just cringe a little.
I think we should tell Felix he can go ahead.
That's the sound.
Cringing
that's
doesn't translate to radio.
That's the sound of one more listener going away.
Felix can drink. Anybody says anything,
I love
Felix
the lighter.
Everybody loves a Zippo.
Pipe smoking is super popular.
At least it's on the Gunner's daughter's album.
At least three people have complained to me about
like
it, that it was distractive.
What, you saying?
You
yeah,
are
no?
high.
No,
can't
I'm not
count
even.
To three.
I just like to say to those three people,
your mother's a whore.
In honor of Father's Day.
Really. And Father's Day. What the fuck, man?
I'm all for it.
We're getting screwed again.
No, it's your first one. Yeah. Enjoy it.
Does it suck that bad?
That is the best one you will ever have. Ever.
Really?
Fuck Father's Day. It's all about Mother's Day. Father's Day sucks.
Father's Day could be good again when your kids are my age. I get my dad, like, awesome whiskey, like, drop shipped to his house, and, you know, like...
I don't give my dad anything for Father's Day at all.
Well,
I cannot wait until Riku can buy me whiskey for Father's Day.
Right, see? You just
gotta
get him to that.
Hi, Riku.
My name is Riku.
I'll call him.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know. Give the whiskey to me. You don't want to like it yet.
You're my favorite.
I know I am.
It's a little creepy talking to your, like, hologram daughter in the other room.
Hologram. Oh, did you hear the
hologram Tupac I shot?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
With a hologram bullet. By Jem and the...
After a hologram, Mike
Jem
Tyson
showed up with her compadres and said, what the fuck? And then they shot him.
Okay, for just a second, with the hologram bullet, I thought you were going to make a back into the
did
left joke.
No, not a back into the left joke. A Jem and the holograms joke.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, fat.
Well, you know, Kanye often said that Tupac was a lot like Kennedy.
I love it when you call me Big Papa.
Okay. What are we talking about?
I can't
that guy
remember.
Right over there.
Hey, welcome.
We got a guest.
Well, actually, real quick, weekend wrap-up. Anybody do anything exciting this weekend?
The band from South Africa at Shays was awesome.
Oh, by the way, yes, they were. By the way, hello, Jessica.
Hey,
Jess
Rory, way
Bear.
To not fall
Hi,
on
Cherry
me
Bear.
In your drunken buffoonery at the bar.
I almost did that one time.
Right, but
right.
almost.
No, and they
good
were
job.
A hell of a good band. What was the name of them again? Do you remember?
Dead Alphabet.
Dead Alphabet.
Opened
Check
for
it out.
By the Canes. It was a super good show.
Cool.
And I gotta say, the new stage at Shays. Has anybody
Fun.
Seen the new stage? It's like they have their own little room up on a like 3 foot
like
riser. Yeah, it's
oh, really.
It's like an MTV
nice.
Music video with like white
like
sheets behind it and stuff. I mean, it's cool. really, it's really effing
yeah,
cool.
The
actually,
Kane said that they have a new sound system too, like brand new JBL sound nice. System.
Yeah,
they
looks
the
like
first, they got
there's
bust
a whole bunch
its cherry
of stuff
and shit.
Behind the wall now that yeah. that is gonna. It's a nice.
So you're saying
really
good.
I think
really good
I think
there.
It's a brand new, like pretty kick ass venue revamp on Virginia
well,
Street.
I've always loved
I like
Chase.
Yeah. It's cool.
New well, sound system, even Milli Vanilli would sound good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean
I think they're dead.
The last one they had was hard to work with. We
at
still
least
sounded
one
good.
One of them for sure. Maybe
which
the
one?
Second one.
Vanilli or DeMille die?
My big fear is that Felix is
Tom
either
Gordon
gonna
now.
Die
yeah, we'll ask
or
Tom Gordon.
Kill someone falling off that stage.
Oh,
I've seen
man.
Him jump off the bar, and it's already sketchy.
Which one? Ed Chase?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? Felix?
Yeah, we'll set up a we'll set up a mattress underneath so if he does
I
fall.
Could all, I
yeah!
could, I could also see...
Kiddie pool full of Jello.
Yeah, something.
I could also see former guest Mark
Maybe an
Ernest
airbag.
Or Brad Bynum also similarly hurting themselves in that kind
Brad
of...
Brad Bynum's very graceful.
Could do the Jello, though.
Well, and really, the lead singer of the Canes also...
Does he
dangerous.
Jump around?
He fell, but he didn't come close to falling off the stage even once.
Right,
I think
right.
he's got. It's because he's got a guitar.
But I mean, just the fact that he survived a show there is good. Is a good sign.
Oh, good.
True that.
So, yeah.
True, because he does stumble about his stage area quite a lot.
He's kind of
he
a
rips
rocker.
It, man.
Yeah, he is a rocker. I got some good pictures of him at
the Undiscovered that I'll get on the Facebook soon, but whatever.
Yeah, one of these days. I
like January.
This weekend I saw a dude at Strega, the open mic there.
Last
Greg, I just suck his dick.
Or your son.
Oh, fuck you. God damn it.
You guys are
you need to pot my voice down when I stepped on that so that comes through crystal clear.
Oh, man. I just suck his dick.
I love you, Rick. Rick, this one's for you.
Fuck you guys.
That's for you, Rick.
And then we also have the full line.
I just suck his dick so I could taste fucking her pussy off of it.
That's so gross, man.
Who the hell were you even talking about?
Never mind.
Drew Barrymore.
Fuck you, Rick.
All right.
This is why you do not drink on the air.
The one bald one.
Was that a drop too?
Yeah, drop that shit. Oh, man. I gotta watch what I say sometimes on this show. Yeah.
You may be saying some inappropriate things to future guests.
Drew Barrymore.
So, Nick, what do you think of Cecil?
I'd just suck his dick. Fuck you guys. That's horrible.
Rick, I love you so hard. Ugh. Oh, I didn't think you'd make it come through for today. Oh, you're so awesome.
Oh, and Nick, your request.
You distracted me, man.
I downloaded the movie for those Reno quotes that you got on.
Oh,
the,
you got it?
YouTube. Yeah, well, I don't have it ready, but I've downloaded the movie to get
Which
it high
movie is
quality.
That?
Dude,
it's
like
a movie, I think it's called The Women. It's an old black and white movie about these women that are coming to Reno to get a divorce. Ooh, and they all toast Reno.
Sounds hot.
And there's a lot of talk about Reno. I'd seen it before, but I should sample it.
Yeah.
So there's
some of those things. That'll be fun.
Old movie Reno samples.
Then take
a
less
teaser,
of me sucking dudes' dicks out of it, please.
I think it's making the show.
So
please.
You suck some dude's dick at Strega, is that what you said?
Let's get
I
back
just
on
said, anyway,
please.
The Canes were cool, and yeah. Did you see anybody go to Translation Audio with the Walk of Shame?
They were so fucking good, dude. That was a great
Both of
show.
Them were good.
Felix
yeah.
said the Walk of Shame was great and in rare form.
And yeah. I gotta say, Translation Audio, I know they've been here once before and stuff, and you know, I gave them the podcast card and said, shit, if you're gonna play Reno more than once, fucking come back, we'll have you on the show, because if an out-of-town band that's as kick-ass as that is gonna invest a little time here, try to get their sound out, I'll support that, because they were great. They were really good.
Totally. They had a good thing going. They'd be good with the Canes too. The kind of
no, that would be creepy because they looked. The lead singer looked exactly like he was like Greg, but like 3 inches taller, maybe.
Yeah,
same haircut, same like jacket, same jeans,
kind of a rocker, and
kind of stumbling all over the place, yelling at them. Yeah, no, it'd be really creepy. It'd
Green.
Be like
or awesome
doppelganger bands.
Oh yeah, totally. You never know what could happen.
Put them both in the same band. That's what you just collect dudes that look like that. Put them all in the same
band. Collect them in a room until we have enough to start a band.
You know what? Eric Foreman has a similar sound to his voice. He just needs to get the hair and the look a little different.
As soon as he goes
right,
to join
right.
that gang.
Just shave up a little. And
wear contacts.
Yeah. Or not wear glasses on stage, which he does sometimes.
He could fall down, though.
Whatever.
If he was at Shays, he would die.
Who cares? Hi, Eric Foreman.
Love you, Eric.
He a ding.
You love his stickers. You need Eric.
I do need Eric.
Yeah,
need
we don't Eric mention Eric enough. Cool.
Yeah,
thanks,
no, actually,
man.
let's throw out a little thank you, Eric, and thank you everybody at Sticker Guy, mm-hmm. Pete and Tress and everybody who's worked there over the years. I don't know who's working there right now, but like, dude, that's such a great business. Sticker
Fuck,
Guy,
great business, best stickers in the world.
StickerGuy.com. Fucking,
I got
get
Sticker
them all
Guy
over
stickers that are still good after 20 years.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Still living
great
up
vinyl
to the
stickers.
Weather.
Yeah, and you can take those 20-year-old stickers off and put them somewhere else, and
they
stay.
And they cheap as hell.
Yeah,
they cheap as hell as far as stickers
deal.
Go. Yeah,
you got $20, you can have stickers.
So there's a free shout out for your Sticker Guy. We love you. Mwah.
Phil loves
you what
too.
Did you do this weekend?
I hate to say it, but the Jub Jub softball team's one-game winning streak came to an end this week. We had a big lead, too, and then a hawk came and got stuck in the netting above home plate.
A hawk?
What?
Well, yeah, that was early in the game, and we were kicking ass.
Bird of prey?
He came, yeah, a big hawk came
did
right
Did PETA show up?
Here. No, I think the city, animal control did eventually, but... He got there right when the game started, and we were kicking ass and doing well. And then finally, animal control came, and the guy climbed up and like cut his feet out of the net.
just like, his feet.
Did he cut the net, or did he cut
That's what it sounded like. Well, he cut his feet off.
He cut his net. He'd cut the net that was wrapped around his one talon.
Better.
Did he get hurt? Like,
no,
his hawks are...
The hawk, like, he left the net that he was stuck in, went up to the top of the backstop, and just hung out there. But I was coming up to bat when they cut him out, and, like, the umpire stopped. He's like, oh, hold on, we got to cut the hawk out. And so I said, all right.
Cool.
5 minutes later, while I'm standing there getting cold, waiting to hit, and I come up, I strike out,
and then
everything went down.
You lost your hard on.
And that hawk was up there, and everybody's like, oh, I think he's hurt. Why doesn't he fly away? And as soon as the game was over, after the other team had made a big comeback and beat us, the hawk flew off.
I always lose my hard on when hawks show up.
Yeah. Fucking hawk. Yeah.
It's stuck in the sheets.
What would you have done to fix it, Nick?
I'd just suck his dick.
That's what I thought the guy was going to do when he started climbing up.
You got me.
I'm sorry, Nick.
Nick's holding his knees. Nick's just perched on the stool holding
his fetal position,
being as small as he possibly can.
This will lose how funny it is after the first show.
No, it won't.
After the
I will call for this like I'm King Cole.
Wait, did that quote happen last show? Is that what you said?
Yes, we pulled that off last show.
Excellent.
Because Rick is a good Christian.
Rory screams in the middle of the show, Rick, isolate that! Listening to the playback, I marked the time. And immediately following that statement, Nick said, gross! That's the grossest thing I've ever said on this show. I didn't mean it.
No, yeah, it was pretty fucking gross.
But you're really into the moment.
Yeah. You sound like you really mean it.
I love Tom Green. He's very hot.
I'm not going to hit it. Oh, my God.
Please don't.
How about
let's have some music? Attention here, Stick.
What a great idea.
Cecil? I'm going to go jack off because it's just making me hot.
Thinking about all Cecil, we brought you here for a reason. And it wasn't just because you look like a Ken doll. It wasn't just because I enjoy witty exchanges with you on Facebook. But it's because you have a guitar in your lap and you know how to play it pretty well. So what's your first song, bitch?
So this song is called Honey Bunny.
And
it's about falling in love with a barista.
In Ohio. Nice.
Oh,
not in Ohio. No, it's for all baristas out there.
You know that's a losing proposition, right?
Yes.
Baristas.
There's baristas, but they don't put out.
There's a barista I love.
Oh, they do, just not with you.
Well, that's what I mean.
You mean barista, Rick?
Both.
Barista's barista. Yeah, I don't discriminate.
The 18-year-old boy with the heavy brow across the street. This is for you.
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
Wow, Chester Molester.
He's 18!
Oh. Dude, 18 is legal, but still kind of gross.
I actually don't know that he's 18, but he did graduate high school, so.
All right.
I'm just saying.
So let's hear the song.
I wouldn't do anything.
Now, this is a funny song.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the pedo bitch.
It's ridiculous. You guys ready?
Yeah,
okay. Please. I'm just going to take my clothes off.
Always with that.
Well, I've been drinking lots of coffee lately with a touch of honey bunny. Oh, and if the honey's not available, I'd go for sugar mama. I used to be a straight-up kind of guy, had no sugar on the side. Then I took your caffeine ride, now my eyes are open wide. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking lots of coffee lately with a touch of honey bunny. Way she say latte triple grande. Now I like the way she make my milk nice and frothy. Now I wouldn't be surprised if she made more than coffee. Gets that look in her eyes. She's my hot tarte. Oh, I'm drinking lots of coffee lately with a touch of honey bunny. Oh, and if the honey's not available, I'd go for sugar mama.
used to be a straight up kind of guy, had no sugar on the side. Then I took your caffeine ride, now my eyes are open wide. Yeah, 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 yeah. Drinking lots of coffee lately with a touch of honey bunny. I like the way she say latte, triple grande. And I like the way she make my milk nice and frothy. I wouldn't be surprised if she made more than coffee. Gets that look in her eyes. She's my hot tate. Whoa. She makes my coffee. Whoa. She makes it frothy. Whoa. Yeah.
Nice, nice, man.
Thanks, guys.
Damn. That's a good song.
Yeah.
You can actually play that fucking thing. What was your last name again?
McCumber, M-C-C.
McCumber. Can I call you Young Master McCumber?
Rick's going to...
You may.
He's going to awesome. Start stalking but only when you I can't on Facebook. See you. And if you have any shirtless pictures of yourself, you yes. might want to hide
Please
them.
You
tell
might
me.
Want to airbrush the nipples out. It's all
I will rate you by the size of your nipples. But please tell me you have that shot of like the bathroom mirror with the cell phone. No?
It's not up on Facebook, but yes.
Yeah.
I'm
thank God.
Please to be sending that to me.
Please direct message him that. These new screensavers.
And he promises it'll never make it to the internet.
Personal use only.
Yeah, it doesn't need to make it to the internet. I'm fine. Yeah. Right here.
So that was fun. That was a fun little song there.
Thanks,
I like
man.
That. I like that a lot.
Fucking rad. Seriously, though, I want to play that for my
so,
baristas.
So, Rick, did you ask that guy if he was 18 or you just assume?
You're right. I just assumed. I was, at first I thought
if you asked him, that's really creepy.
At first I, now what is that for? Did you mean to hit something else?
No, that's child molester music.
It is. It is. Okay, I would
you
never.
You need ice cream truck music.
Yeah, I was going to say
I do,
ice cream
I really
truck.
Do, yeah.
I just thought he was handsome, that's all. I didn't think anything more. And then I was thinking.
Maybe
then,
this is more
And then I heard him. And then I found out that and then one day he was talking about being in high school and I thought, whoa, don't look at him anymore. Well, exactly.
Jess and I were talking about being in high school earlier, so does that No.
Yeah, not there anymore, though.
No. Rick, just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not creepy. I got to say, 18 might be okay in the eyes of the law, but that's fucking young.
I say go for it, Rick.
It's just, I don't
know. What did you think when you were 18, Rick?
I thought that I was an adult and should be able to bang anybody I want.
Right. And now I'm all Mrs. Robinson over here looking like maybe we shouldn't like victimize those 18-year-olds. So.
You know, the whole thing is
there's
that
a lot more of us.
And the problem is after you bang them, they talk and they're really annoying. So, right. You know, that's the issue.
And
so.
Not like a talk to the law, just in an right. open their
they
mouth
just keep
kind
talking.
Of way.
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. Then they're like, and you know what I did? And you knew? Yeah.
So, to answer Rick, your question,
you
I'm
felt
29,
that way. About,
Rory,
so. Oh, cheers. Yeah, all right. Cheers. 29. So you're 30 for all intents and purposes.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah, you're the one who told me 29 doesn't exist because you're a dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, doesn't. 39 doesn't exist. Fuck you.
No, well, I'll be there next year.
Yeah. No, you'll be 40. Because 39 doesn't exist. The same
exactly.
way 29
it does make
exist.
It easier.
I'm not there yet, though, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm still 25.
Yeah. 25 and holding.
Right. 2 and holding, 25 and holding. It's all
cheers.
The
to, yeah.
Don't mind the first grader.
Hello, what? No. No, that's wrong.
Aww.
So what's going on in Cherry Bear's world?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You're knitting this, what is that, a hat? Or?
Yeah, she is. She is sitting here in studio knitting something that is brown and, what is that, khaki, tan?
Cream.
Beige.
Cream,
whatever,
beige. Yeah.
It's going to be a fish head hat in honor of the Fish at War Epic 7 Volume Mix from Robert Derbyshire. So it is music related.
Cool.
Fit like fish heads, roly poly.
That's
fish
very
heads.
He mysterious. Like all the artwork for the seven volumes is that he took fabulous, famous like World War One, World War Two photos of like, you know, the boys coming home or whatever, and just right. put fish heads on everybody, and it's awesome.
Nice. And what's the music on it like?
It's kind of amazing. You know, it's Robert Derbyshire.
It's okay, so it's Robert putting together a comp of awesome music,
an amazing mix of like brand new shit I've never heard of and awesome gems from bands I thought I knew.
Is this for public consumption or just?
You may borrow a copy of it after, maybe. I don't know. So I have it all ripped already.
Thing.
Yeah, no, he totally just like did this for me, so I'm just doing this for him.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
The record label's awesome. I just finished another run of Suspect Terrain, which is all like super glossy and shiny. I just finished my second audiobook, which is rad.
You cool. put out an audiobook?
A second one.
Hey, congratulations. I had no idea you had done a first. What's the titles?
They're by Sam Elliott. He does like cowboy poetry and Western stuff. And this one is Death of a Cowboy Son Who Missed the West or some kind of something.
That's a big fucking deal, Sam
Elliott.
Like
Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott?
Sam Elliott from
like,
the Big Lebowski?
From Mask, from like Sam.
Like with the mustache
Elliott.
That doesn't end?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You don't know the
from
actor.
Roadhouse?
Oh. Yeah, okay. Roadhouse. Let's have a Patrick Swayze Christmas.
Sam Shepard? Can anybody do a Sam Elliott imitation?
Not right now.
And Los Pistoleros has a run to at the end of the month because they're going on tour in July.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's a great band, too.
Yeah, I love that they're going on tour. Love it.
Well, now see, I don't got it. I'm not on it. I've done it before. Nah.
Done what before?
A Sam Elliott.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've done a Sam Elliott.
I've done Sam Elliott. Hey, Rick, isolate that.
No, that won't get as much play.
No. I wasn't nearly as
just like
as amusing and ironic because it sounds realistic.
I like mustache really rides from Sam Elliott. Just trying
you
to give
fail.
You stuff to work.
Oh. I'm saying you fail.
Oh my god. Okay, I get it. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
My
this
whole
show's
week
is
fail.
Tonight. This is awesome.
I am full of a lot of fail. I felt that way all weekend.
Aww.
Oh no, just because I kept dropping things.
At least you didn't
really
strike out.
Drunk or no, it wasn't like it. Yeah, I did not strike out this weekend.
I haven't struck out in 4 or 5 years, too. That was embarrassing.
I did not strike out
And Mike Hunter struck
either.
Out two batters after me, too. We had the bases loaded, all girls.
Rory wants to take this opportunity
no,
to tell
no,
the internet
no, no,
that...
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Do we have a commercial?
Wait, what are you saying?
This pause brought to you by the Pinky Polansky, who in fact has brought us beer because they bought the keg and all the booze
for
the Undiscovered.
Thank you
for
I realized that after you said that last show.
Yeah.
He hasn't brought us beer in a while, and I thought
they're
he
paid
just brought
up
us
for
a
like
specifically
keg, six
Jess,
months.
Cherry Bear, and
yeah.
Felix. Yes.
But yes, Nick, you are right. We do have a commercial break right about now.
Oh, good.
Because this next segment, this current segment of the show that we're part of, is brought to you by our good friends at Stingray Tattoos.
Thinking of a new tattoo? Check out online portfolios at stingraytattoo.net.
I'm going to get a tattoo at Stingray Tattoo when I turn 18.
Stingray Tattoo. Loser tested, mother approved.
F&A.
Yeah. Get your ass down there because they always have good deals. They love their customers. It's a good time of the season. It's a good time of the year to be a friend of Stingray Tattoo because they often have lots of awesome things happening, events and discounts and t-shirts and hoodies. And
totally.
Annual customer appreciation party coming up.
Yeah, I know. That's I don't know. What, I didn't want to throw it out there because I don't know when it is yet.
Next month. Oh, it's a great sponsor
of
ours.
I just moved 4 blocks away from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you live in our neighborhood now.
Welcome to the
I'm on the east side of Wells, moving from the west side of Wells.
North of Plum.
Conveniently
east
located
of Wells.
Next to the Ryan Saloon.
Right, Ryan's.
So, hey, Rory, I want to say thank you, and I want to thank Felix and the RTT for our ad this week.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that. We have an ad in the Reno Tahoe Tonight this month.
Full page.
Nice. Yeah.
Very nice.
That's rad.
Yeah.
Fuck, if I knew that, then we're going to get more listeners.
Yeah.
We would have done a better show.
Yeah, I might have prepared something.
Like a real life thing.
Well, I don't get paid for my articles, so I get it in trade.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
It's a really, really good deal because I get paid a lot more in trade than I would in cash.
That's awesome. Barter.
Yeah. Now, thanks to Oliver and everybody over there for giving me the opportunity to write every week. It's it's a fun new magazine in town. Check it out. It's in locations all over town. It's in about 3 years.
Yeah,
it's in bars, it's in hair salons, it's in local stores, it's in all the local businesses you like to frequent.
It's a beautiful piece of literature, and it's free.
They recently made it bigger,
high quality.
Yeah, it's a little bigger and it's thicker and
bigger and
but no, and it's
don't you dare.
It's a pictorial mag.
Let's hear it.
It's a pictorial mag, but they give a lot of space to local photographers and artists and writers.
Right.
And it's a really good opportunity for everybody. So please check out the Reno Tahoe tonight.
Yep. I swear I was reaching for this.
Sexually.
Okay, that's
check out Reno Tahoe tonight sexually. And Nick, what do you think of Oliver X?
Oh, fuck you, dude. I'd just suck his dick.
That's awful. It's inappropriate, Nick.
Just this show, Nick. Just
sorry.
I promise.
It's blonde dresses turn me on, man.
It's just I like how Nick justifies
sexy little
it after every
boy,
time.
So,
Cecil, how long have you been playing music in town?
In town, I've been playing for the last 2 years or so.
2 years. Yeah. Nice.
Where before that?
Before that, I lived all over the country. I grew up here, but
but
I didn't move back to Reno till
right. You went to high school where?
At Galena High School.
Galena
with Cherry Bear Jazz.
With Cherry Bear
Jazz.
At
the same time, or
apparently, well, I recognized her. I said,
"Oh, okay,
yeah." But so we were both those little kids running around Galena back in the mid '90s. Yeah. They had some program where you could like jump out of elementary school and go right into high school.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, it was for the maladjusted nerds.
Wow. Really? So you got to
like,
skip over middle school.
You can't make friends anyway,
yeah, exactly.
So you might as well.
You're going to die in middle school.
Middle
school is
an evil place. You got
to
be really.
Just go ahead and be
screwed up to skip middle school.
Wow. Yeah.
God, if there's 2 years I could have skipped, though. Yeah. Fucking
well, then
did you
do the TMCC high as well?
I did not. No, okay. I finished the.
Because I know a lot of kids that did that.
So were you zoned for Pine then?
I was zoned for Pine.
Yeah, well, you're lucky.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Everybody's like,
I went to Sparks and it was pretty ghetto, but I heard Pine was even worse.
Yeah.
Pine's scary, man.
Yeah, I know. I have my cousins.
I mean, I got to say, y'all have been out of high school for how many years now?
Yeah, but 12? Now we know people with kids.
Talking about middle school, Rory.
Dang. How long you been out of middle school?
20 years.
Yeah.
Not long
less
enough,
than
man.
Anyone else in this room except
scarred.
That guy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, middle school. Whoa.
88.
Hey, speaking of school, Riku did graduate kindergarten last Friday.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Riku.
Give her a grade,
so smart.
Good job. Should put her in second grade.
Yeah, we could.
She's tall. She's smart. She's well-adjusted.
Anyway. Socialization-wise, she's retarded.
She could totally do it. All seven-year-olds are retarded.
Yeah, so why push it? She'll be fine.
Because academically, she's going
to
be so
everybody
bored.
Else will catch up to her.
That's
eventually.
That's what being at home, that's what a parent
well,
who's involved in your
they
life
also
is
have
doing.
Programs like academically talented programs where she'll
like
be able to have go with other smart
month.
Kids from all over town.
No, I don't mean that by being a single dad. I mean, take a step.
No, it's fine. I'm like, I want to hear this.
Take a step aside just about parenting in general. I mean, you know, yeah, school's this, school's that, but more than 60% of your kid's education has to do with the kind of encouragement and activities you give them at home. Period.
Yes, but I feel like if she has to spend 6 hours a day bored out of her skull, it won't end well. Even if
I'm
her other 4 hours
this.
Are awesome. Whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm just going to put her through school normally and not really dick around with all the like other stuff. And she'll be smarter than all the rest of the kids in her class.
Somebody's got to be the smartest
like,
one.
What? I mean, I don't. She doesn't have to have like a free ride and have it come with no work. But oh, fuck it. So she's smarter than everybody else. She already is.
It's not a matter of smarts. It's a matter of her education is already at a level that is past theirs. You know, her reading, her
right.
You know,
it's good to be with kids your own age. So.
Because of the kind of things we do with her outside of school and class when I'm not at work. That's where all that comes from, and that's just going to continue.
Mm-hmm. She knows how to spell twat, right?
Yes. Yeah,
how do you spell twat?
T-W-A.
Okay. A plus. Hey, what do you know about Uncle Felix?
Show's bad.
Felix likes to drink.
That's
do
right.
you have her doing the whole alphabet?
No.
We should do that high. So she could spell
she
anything.
Spell
what was that about Uncle Nick?
No.
He's a little bit high.
You didn't
that.
Hear what he said earlier.
I will
did
sue
you?
Your father.
Do you want to get cut?
No, I'm sorry. And I am afraid of you.
Like in the loafer.
I heard that she was a pretty, pretty princess, right? Mm-hmm.
Now, can I say princess names? How about
no.
the princess story?
No, we're going to talk to...
I am a very pretty princess.
Honey, stop. We're going to talk to Cecil now.
Even I thought that was gay.
Shut up, bitch.
Oh, my God. You shit's so harsh. Oh, boy.
Hey, Nick, it's Rory's kid. He can discipline her like
that. I know. What did she do?
Shut up!
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
Okay.
You know what I did do this week that I haven't talked about? Speaking of shut up.
Rick, speaking of not talking to Cecil.
Oh,
no.
Oh okay, I'm sorry. Let's go with Cecil, and I will tell you guys
another
time.
Oh, Cecil's relinquishing
the floor. I want to hear what you haven't done.
Okay, it was just one thing. I don't know if you guys know about it, but
can we get the short version of this?
These tapes?
That's what she said.
Yeah. And then I say, you always get the short version of it, babe.
And then what did you have to say about her ex-boyfriend?
Sexually. No, you better not. But anyway, there's a scene called Shut Up, Little Man. Have you ever seen it or heard about it?
No.
There's this movie about it, and like these kids back in San Francisco started taping their neighbors next door because first they were scared of them, but then they thought they were funny as fuck and kept taping them, and then they put out these tapes eventually, and they got on Matador Records and shit, and it's fucking crazy, dude. Have you ever heard Shut Up, Little Man?
No.
Any of you listeners out there, just hit me up with some Shut Up, Little Man, if you know what that is. If you haven't,
YouTube
look it
or
up
something.
On the internet.
It's pretty good.
Shut up! Sorry. But Shut Up, Little Man.
Do you know the name? Who put it out?
It's Peter and Raymond are the guys, and then the guys who taped it is like Eddie Lee Sausage and Mitchell D.
What do you think of him?
I'd just suck his dick. Because he made Shut Up, Little Man. So hey, that was some good
thank
work.
You,
come
Rick.
Here, buddy.
Thank you,
I just want to see what Shut Up, Little Man tastes like.
Wow. That was real and live.
That
swerp
real.
Was not on tape alone. Oh, wait, Rick, you've got that one.
Where's my blowjob noise? Yeah, hey. And you're right, those two things should be like played together.
Gross, dude.
Jessica knows
it was.
It doesn't sound anything like that when you're on this end of it. You know, like
which
when
end
you
of what?
Chew, you can hear it in your ear in a totally different way from the.
I think that's the nicer one too. I got two of them. Is that the one? Oh no, that is the more horrible one. The nice one, it sounds like this.
Holy shit.
I would like you to now click that a single time until you get a cursor and label it the more horrible blowjob noise. So you never have to play them both again to tell.
Well, one is labeled blowjob and one is labeled blow choke. So,
you should be more specific.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but which one's better is a matter of like personal preference.
I really prefer choke.
Right?
Well, it depends on where you are in the relationship.
Yeah.
Perhaps,
for sure.
Rory, we call this the blowjob and music show because I think after this we need just more music.
Poor Cecil.
We need to keep cleansing
my
palate.
Well, before we get to a next song, let's I want to talk
about Cecil,
to the boy
a
little bit.
Yes. Okay, and then make him play because, fuck, dude.
It's hot in here.
Yeah,
I don't want us to talk anymore, basically.
So when's your next show booked? What's your new band doing? Are you recording? What do you do?
Will you let me drive, please?
No, because you just took us like to the Muir Woods, and nobody likes the Muir Woods.
I didn't take us there. Nick did.
How dare
you? Are there blowjobs in the Muir Woods?
Good day, sir. I said good day.
I will leave. I will walk off the show right now.
Cecil, where are you on Facebook?
So you can find me at The Pretty Unknown.
Yeah.
So that's the name of the band.
And by the Facebook, I mean the internet.
By the Facebook, yes. What do you mean, where am I?
No, we can find
If I
find
were to look for you in the internet, where would I find
would
you?
Would I find you on Facebook? Would I find you on Twitter? Would I find
sure.
you on G+?
You'll find me on Facebook. My name's Cecil McCumber. You can find me there. But that's my profile. If you want to follow the music,
you find your dad and your grandpas.
You'll find my father, too. Yeah. Don't friend him, please.
Dude, no problem. Had a great time last Friday.
Exactly.
That chick was all over you.
She was all over. No, but the name of the band is The Pretty Unknown. So it's brand new. So
you are with a band now.
I am with a band.
Because when
now.
We booked this show, you were just still being solo. I
was still solo.
Have you booked your first show?
We played this Saturday, actually.
Congratulations.
How'd it go?
It was good. It was very good. We played at Strega. And,
okay, cool.
So a bunch of the other members in the band are all jazz musicians up at UNR. And one guy, the stand-up bassist, I played with him before, and we got the call for Strega. He's like, hey, let's just actually make this a band. Let's do what we've been talking about. So he lives with a jazz drummer. And so we pulled him in, and then because as a band, in two rehearsals, we weren't going to have enough music, you know, to fill up 3 hours at Strega.
Sure.
They decided to pull in one of their other jazz friends who plays saxophone and, like, bass clarinet and all these awesome woodwinds.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice.
Kind of like what Rick was playing earlier.
Cool.
Nice. And I love that shit.
Yeah.
So and, this is the birth of a new thing.
So the birth of a new thing, exactly.
Yeah, for those of you who weren't here earlier, that's the typical to the quiz music type music.
Okay. Yeah.
Rick likes old people music.
I listen to 20s music. And 30s and 40s shit.
He listens like to music made by dead people
for dead people.
But it sounds that's like me. A blasted Strega to listen to old timey music live. That's fucking rad.
You know, there's no Dixieland in town, and I hate that.
That's true.
Move to the south.
Need some more Dixieland.
No, don't move, but like if you want that, go to the south. It's everywhere.
So they
have South Bobby send you a mixtape.
Sacramento.
Bobby can't send me a mixtape. Bobby's in jail again.
Is that why he's not answering anything?
Oh, yeah. No, and I
thought he was supposed to be on vacation.
We'll go to a song here in a second.
We call it a meditation retreat.
But yeah, no, I got the Facebook.
Everybody drink.
Oh, man.
I got the Facebook post that was like, you know, Reno mugshot of the day, caught, wanted. And it's Bobby's mugshot with a list of his charges.
That's a bummer.
Possession of stuffs.
Oh, yeah.
Weaponry and like.
But he's a fan of Dixie music, huh?
Dixieland makes you hard. You know?
Bobby's my brother. He's my brother from the South. I love him, but he's a giant dumbass.
For keep getting caught?
Yeah, for keeping getting caught. Not for doing anything, but for getting caught. That's all I'm saying.
Well, some people like it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin.
By the mugshot picture, a couple weeks of drying out will probably do the boy some good.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, right. Just not a good mugshot picture, Bobby.
So have you booked your second show?
Nice segue.
Well,
good save.
Do you got anything coming up?
Yeah, the bassist and I are actually playing a wedding next weekend.
Where's that at?
Something we can all go to?
Is that an open wedding?
We're just going to show up, toast the bride.
What about the bar?
That would be awesome if you guys showed up. Yeah, that would be great. No, it's down in Genoa. It's a friend of mine from an old job.
There's a lot of my red-shirted brethren down there.
There you go.
Yeah.
We won't still be playing.
Damn.
Music will still be in the air somewhere. You might smell us.
Smell you. Yeah. You linger.
I do.
Do you have to linger?
Do you guys have a Facebook page for it? Pretty Unknown?
The Pretty Unknown.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll put a link up.
So Pretty
right?
Unknown on Facebook?
Yeah.
We'll put a link
and now,
up.
And is there like Cecil on Reverb Nation or anything? Anywhere
so, yeah, you can find me on Reverb Nation just as Cecil McCumber. And, you know, I've for a while been wanting to do a project with a band. And
good.
So I've been hesitating, like, putting a whole bunch into the Cecil McCumber because I knew I had this project concept. So, so it's very nascent, you know, just starting
very
off.
Cool.
But it's great. I'm loving it.
Well, if you want to check out more songs like the one you're about to listen to, find him on the interwebs. Cecil McCumber. It's easy. Now, Cecil, what's the name of the next song you're going to play?
The next song is actually called Tongue Tied.
About a barista?
I think we can all relate to that.
He spends a lot of time in coffee shops.
This one's a little bit more up-tempo.
Nice.
Got to say, this is the worst that I've been. Oh, little lady, when will you let me back in? Now I've got to tell you, oh, so many things. But I'm tongue-tied, walking with my shoestrings double knotted. How long will this last? It might be good for you, but you just can't remember to forget the past. Now I fear my opportunity has passed. And I'm
tongue-tied, walking with my shoestrings double knotted. If I could only get the words out, maybe I would be alright. If I could only get the words out, maybe I would sleep at night. You know you've got me, you know you've got me torn up inside, no place to hide. Got me tongue-tied, and I know I can't have it both ways. And I try to tell you, but I haven't slept in days. And I'd swear I'm done with all those sexual forays. But now I don't hide, walking with my shoestrings double knotted. If I could only get the words out, maybe I would be alright. If I could only get the words out, maybe I would sleep at night. You know you've got me, you know you've got me torn up inside, no place to hide. Got me tongue-tied. Well, I'm touching walls around me with my head hanging low, river below me, cracking my eyes open in the hopes you will show. What will you show me? The touches of a woman or the wings of a crow? Even God does not know. Even God does not know. If I could only get the words out, maybe I would be alright. If I could only get the words out, maybe I would sleep at night. You know you've got me, you know you've got me torn up inside, no place to hide. Got me tongue-tied.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
That's a good Thanks, song.
Beautiful.
You said it was up-tempo. You didn't say it was going to be sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a sexy song to play for a girl.
Beautiful Damn. Voice. Great guitar.
Every time you said "if I could only get," I thought you said "fucking I can only fucking
I can only get the words."
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Which works too.
It's so
works.
Tough.
Yeah,
it's so tough.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking name.
Yeah, that would be the one you picked.
Yeah.
Oh, I blown.
I thought he was saying "fuck."
So you were with Rick there on that.
Yeah, totally.
But not on the kissing guys.
No, absolutely not. Or sucking their dick.
Oh, you see
that was
through,
a hypothetical situation.
You see through my thinly veiled ruse.
There's a dick under that ruse.
Yeah. Totally. I sure hope I never say nothing about sucking anybody.
I'll haunt you forever.
That's true. You got to be careful on this, you know.
You always well, be careful when you're sucking dick.
As Dakotiak always says, suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
Because yeah. Mm-hmm. He's that's the gay bartender from true. Diamond Dolls.
Yeah. Where is he at?
Forever.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
There you go.
Is he with his pretty lady friend?
Probably. It's so funny.
That's right. He has a pretty lady
friend. I saw a pretty lady friend at lunch today, and yeah. She was still smoking hot and serving up delicious snacks.
Awesome.
Soup was wonderful. Bumping well, today.
They changed their Facebook status.
Yes, they
so does that
did
mean we can officially
it.
Say?
Well, I don't want to. Fuck them.
No, I think it's cool because all of our listeners heard the moment that they were all meeting for the first time.
That's true.
Right?
Really? We could just match have Cody on the show well, later here. And ask him about
yeah,
it.
Here on the show.
Yeah.
So we could
yeah, no, I
don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody drink?
Oh, yeah, no?
Yeah, I did say that.
Can you guys give me a hint who it is? I don't get it.
Mallory.
Mallory.
I did it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, they
did change their Facebook status.
Did I tell you guys on the show about how I was, like, wiping?
Right. The plural of cactus is cacti, so the plural of status should be stati.
Were you going to say it?
Am I correct?
Cody was fucking like, and I don't know if I said this on the air or not or told any of you guys, but Cody fucking was so mesmerized by her as you were all sitting down and I'm getting the mics ready for everybody and I move everybody's mic to be right in front of their mouth. Uh-huh. Yeah. And he was so focused on her sitting to his right that I took the dynamic microphone that was in front of him and began wiping it across his mouth like a giant dick.
Oh my God.
And he didn't notice
for
a minute.
Yeah, which strangely didn't faze him, right?
Right. Yeah. He's like, whatever, Rick's rubbing something in my face again.
And it just took, and he came out of the daze just long enough to go, did you really just do that? You're going to die later.
When there's not a pretty girl watching me.
That's how mesmerized he was by adorable Mallory.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Awesome. Yes, the two of them are.
So the studio gets everybody laid but me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah. Ha ha.
So I know.
Ha ha.
Can I move back in?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And find somebody.
Aww. You know, for like a week.
Just
don't piss off our sponsors. Yeah. God damn it.
Not cool.
But is there sex in the studio? Does that ever happen?
I guarantee there has been. I'm sure there
does
has.
Does Cody's room count as the green room?
I lived in this room for 3 years with a bed.
So, yes.
Well, it was married life.
There's some ghosts.
But that back bedroom I lived in single.
Got it.
That back bedroom I lived in single.
Oh, yeah. God.
A lot of people got an ass in that room.
A lot of sugar ass bowl. In that room. Wasn't it also the baby's room?
Yes, it was also the baby's room.
Baby making room.
Yeah, she was made there. Yes. Well,
that's nice.
But at any rate.
Anyways.
Yeah. It's a good house. There's a lot of love in this house. Literally.
Like you haven't cleaned the carpets?
A river of
sexually.
No Rick, black lights ever.
Rick, do you still have the bunk bed set?
No. I gave that to a friend of mine who is a mother who uses it for her young children.
Actually, as a set
which
of bunk beds.
Which is terrifying. Yeah.
Not some sort of contraption.
You guys took the chain link.
Right, not some sort of
stuff.
Contraption to tie girls or boys to. Oh,
and pat it on one side so it wouldn't beat against the wall violently. It's terrible.
It was a great bed.
Some of my worst moments happened around that bed.
Some of my best moments happened around that bed.
You were the two people.
And they happen to be at the same time.
Good one.
No, Rick's my homo hetero life mate. We've never consummated that.
Right, right.
Not fully, anyway.
Right.
How do you consummate a hetero life mate?
You only beer boxed.
Exactly.
We've only cuddled naked on LSD.
Right.
So that doesn't
And I think we only made out like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like in the numbers.
And that was just to prove a point to somebody, not because we were into each other.
Right. Well,
well, you were into me.
Yeah, there was a time that I would have been real happy to butter your muffin.
Yeah, but that time is past. Well,
now you're more like a brother.
Rory's washed up now.
Before he even knew me, he stalked me. He'd follow me around my bike in Sparks while I went from work to home and back. He'd like follow my ass home.
15 years and 30 pounds
ago. Yeah, well, and I'm driving.
Like maybe 5 pounds ago.
Okay.
No, Rick's probably at least 30 pounds
everything. Yeah.
Oh, at least, yeah.
Sexy.
We were talking about you, Rory.
Come on, Rory looks pretty damn good for
laughing my
late 30s. I would not have guessed that. Yeah.
87. Yeah. That's an old man.
Amazing for 87.
Fuck yeah, I do.
That Sierra Sciences shit must really be working.
Far
out. Ooh, hey, wow.
Let's play a little quiz.
Quiz time?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Oh, fuck not.
Yeah, no. Everybody drink.
Cecil, welcome to the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask you a series of semi-related questions that really aren't related at all, and then score you on a subjective scale that only I truly know the value of. Are you ready?
Yes.
I am not.
Are you ready, Jess Cherry Bear?
Oh, shit.
Because you're doing it, too.
She's already taken
retakes?
It.
Aren't they going to play against each other?
They don't have to play against each other.
Oh, man, it's so much more fun.
You always have to make it so competitive.
Not with that fun when
you
lose.
He's playing against all of the past. He's playing against Layla. You know Layla James?
I do.
Layla is one of our leading score holders.
Second highest score of all time.
Over 1,000 points.
Female score.
Wow. Yeah, highest female score, and the highest male score was
Andy 86.
Andy 86, that's right, of Los Pistoleros.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
With something over 1,200 points.
I think we have new questions anyways.
That guy's awesome. But,
whatever you guys want to do.
It's not that fun to lose.
All right, I don't have a pen to keep score with, so I'm just going to keep scoring my head.
Rory, what score did you get on this quiz?
I've never taken the quiz. Oh, it's my quiz that I give.
He totally nullified it. Unless we have questions that everyone else makes, Rory will not be on the quiz show.
All right.
And we get to score him, too.
Yeah, I would enjoy that.
Oh, Rick, you're a wonder. Our production assistant, Little Ricky, running into the room with
Dogwater Dick, give that guy a raise.
No, that's Little Ricky when he's a gopher. When he's mic, he's Dogwater Dick.
So
that's his radio name, Dogwater Dick.
Sorry, I just ripped the curtain right off.
I'll cut you.
Oh, no.
All right, so Cecil, without any further ado.
No more dues.
Here we go.
Have you ever broken the sound barrier?
I'm sorry, what?
30 points.
Have you ever broken the sound barrier?
Shit, right off the bat with the hard-hitting questions.
I don't believe so. No, definitely not.
Right. Has
anybody that you've met?
I knew one guy who was in a plane, yeah. He wasn't flying or nothing, but he was in a plane that broke the sound barrier.
All right.
It was one of the intercontinental...
What was that called? The one that the
Concorde?
Concorde, thank you. Yeah, with the funky nose.
Got it.
Your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Well, I don't have a brother, so that...
Best friend.
Damn it. Oh, okay. All right. Definitely my best friend.
Yeah?
He works out? Yeah.
So it'd be tough.
No, but lots of protein.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd just suck his dick. God damn you.
Lots of protein.
Not really that much.
Name the celebrity of the same gender you would most like to make out with.
Brad Pitt.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, can I add Ryan Gosling at the same time?
So
you got a little threesome.
Now you're talking.
If I'm going to go for it, I might as well go for it.
That gets you more points.
All right.
Gay threesomes always get more points. Right, Rick? Now, name the celebrity in general that you would ruin your nascent relationship for. Who would you just throw all caution to the wind for, permission or not?
There's that girl, Audrey Tautou, who's an Amelie. She's amazing.
Nice.
Fine choice.
Exotic.
Fine choice.
Actually started drooling in here.
So cute.
It's a little hotter. How hard do you hit your girlfriend?
It depends on how much she's been drinking.
That's an excellent answer.
That's totally good.
How often do you masturbate?
At least once a day.
Ah, good man. So. Oh, that works. hey, Zombo, how do you masturbate?
Come on. Sexually.
That is just dumb. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Nice. I like this guy.
We've never had a Barack answer.
A lot of
Abraham Lincoln, no Barack Obama.
A lot of W's.
A lot of W, yeah.
True.
Sure. I like that answer.
So we've had Jesus and Barack Obama back to back.
Yeah.
And Oprah.
Do you pee in the shower?
And Oprah. Yeah, that's right.
That was a good answer. Do you pee in the shower?
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
I'd rather get arrested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, that's a really subjective answer. Just personal preference.
Well, I mean, I've gotten beat up before, and it's okay, but I've never gotten arrested, so I've got to check that
news
one off.
Here.
Right?
New
experience.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Break new ground.
What would you like for your last meal?
My last meal. I know what you'd like for your last meal.
Gross. Don't you get started. God damn it, this is also my show. Stop directing.
Can that be my answer?
I'm going to give you 50 points. Right. That was just funny. Have you ever been surprised having sex?
At my own masculinity?
Wow, it's a girl this time.
Which member of the Breakfast Club do you most identify with?
The redhead?
Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
Exactly.
There you go. Can you put on lipstick like that too?
Oh yeah.
Now you're going down on a
no,
girl.
I usually get felt up on my. No, that's 16 candles. Damn it! I'm hooking this up. I lose points for that one. I'm sure.
Yeah, if you mixed up 16 candles.
Yeah.
That.
No, if you get felt up by your grandparents, that's.
Same movie.
Wow, that was pretty revealing, and actually, no, you don't lose points for that.
Good save.
You're going down on a girl.
Uh-huh.
You find yourself a warm, crispy piece of bacon.
Right.
Do you eat it?
Crispy.
You get your points there, my friend. Yeah. That is the
like, I would ask why it was there.
Yeah. Okay, you would ask.
I would ask.
Would you ask or just eat it? And continue to
move on. There's bacon, no but. Good answer as to why. You just
well, if she was like, because I know you love bacon so much, and you're down there. But if she was like, the last dude left it.
The difference between thoughtful and dirty whore. Yeah.
Chewy does make an excellent point there.
It's a great distinction.
Nick, let's have some rapid-fire questions while I tally the score.
All right, Cecil.
Yeah.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Burgers or hot dogs?
Burgers.
Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
Lord of the Rings.
Creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Oh.
I've never had one. I want one.
Blind or deaf?
Fuck. Blind.
Coke or
I'd
Pepsi?
I'd fuck them both.
What's that?
Coke or Pepsi?
Neither.
Okay, podcast or radio?
Podcast.
Only answer.
AIDS or cancer?
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Tattoos or piercings?
Tattoos.
Benatar or Jet?
Benatar.
Jet.
Nobody's ever seen Benatar.
Ozzy or Dio?
I will fight over that
Ozzy.
One.
Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay.
Well done, sir.
Only right
well
answer. Done.
Did you get puke or shit?
No, but I was going to go...
Shits or giggles?
I think I had one. The other day.
Well, have you ever had the shits after you giggled so hard?
I have.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
And,
when I really laugh, I fart, and sometimes I have diarrhea, and that just happens.
It's the worst thing. Everybody lies about sharting, but everybody sharts.
Disneyland everybody or Universal sharts. Studios?
You know, I met Alexandra at Universal Studios, so I'm going to have to go with that.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Isn't that like
memory.
Sappy?
Cool.
And to give you a further pleasant memory, you did a fantastic job
great
on our
job.
Show, my friend. 775 points for Mr.
Right.
Cecil McCumber.
That was a good
Thanks,
job.
A very solid, solid score. You made yep. me laugh. I cried a little.
That's high for a dude.
I laughed and I cried.
That's
a good high
for
score.
A dude.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, really, to get a high score, you have to like come on to us and show your boobs. Not all the way.
Wait, I did the first part.
Not all the way.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're fine. All right. we'll talk after the show in the green room. You notice that
in the
couch?
Pink room.
You can lay down.
Perfect.
So that was the quiz.
Nice
I think
quiz.
I think it's time for keep you more on the spot.
Yeah.
And on your toes. I think it's time for some more music.
All
I'd
right.
like to hear another song.
Do you guys want funny or do you want another kind of sexy song?
Funny.
Funny.
All right.
Let's go
so,
funny.
This song has a bit of a story to it. That's cool. Last May, I graduated with my master's up at UNR.
Hey, congratulations, my friend.
Sexual.
No, I got my master's in October, so awesome.
Congratulations to you. Yeah. So I got a bunch of friends who are international, and so I was living with a Frenchie, and then I had some Russian friends. And anyway, we all stayed up. A bunch of us graduated at the same time. We all stayed up really late drinking, and one of our Russian friends was teaching us how they drink vodka, how they take a pickle as a chaser instead of—
Yeah, pickleback.
Yeah, exactly. So— anyway, so we were doing vodka pickles all night and, you know, anyway, so it's like 5 o'clock in the morning. We all pass out and my alarm goes off at 7:30 the next morning, wakes me up. Everybody else is like throwing pillows at me and everything. And we'd all passed out. And so I get up and after doing a few really annoying things just to piss everybody off, I actually decide, well, what I should do is make pancakes for everybody. And so I find the Just Add Water pancakes and I look at the back and I'm still just smashed. I'm looking at the back, and it looks like a cookie sheet, and it says set to 375. I'm like, okay, but it's pancakes, right? You make them on a stove.
Right.
But it looks like a cookie sheet, and I'm drunk, and it says 375. I'm like, okay, I'm just—
Ladies and gentlemen, the technical term is griddle.
Dude, that's the punchline.
Oh, did I kill your song?
Yeah, no, it's okay. So but the point was, is I actually stuck them in the oven.
And I tried to make these pancakes. I tried to bake these pancakes.
Baking pancakes.
And so it said check after 2 minutes. And nothing had happened after 2 minutes.
Did it work at all? It didn't work at all?
No, it didn't work
I'm
at all.
I'm excited. Now I want to try it.
And right, so, yeah. Like,
it was
would it
total
take?
Fail.
So like 10 minutes goes by of me just sitting there drunk and kind of swaying and looking at the oven. And finally I call my friends and they're like, dude, that's a griddle. That's not a cookie sheet, right? So seriously, I picked up my guitar, which was there that night, and wrote the chorus to this song. So,
awesome.
You guys
awesome.
Ready?
Fucking rad.
Graduation night, that night, that fateful night, we passed out round five. Must have been round five, and the morning lies couldn't force the sleep out of our eyes. Our weary eyes. Then ring ding ding went my alarm clock, and it woke us up. Boy, did I feel like a cock. Sleeping next to me was she. She's a beauty, she. But no, 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 said she. Just let me be. So I got up and said, what can I do to please this girl in my bed? It was only 7:30, I was feeling pretty dirty, but she's looking really lovely, so I had to think of something. The only thing that could be found, a piece of pickle on the ground and whitish flour in a bag that said, just add water. And so I made pancakes. They don't look like pancakes. It's supposed to be the kind of meal a man makes to cure his lover's hangover headaches. Won't someone please tell me what the fuck is a griddle? I didn't know, so I put them in the middle of the oven, yeah. I baked pancakes, and they don't look like pancakes. So I grabbed my guitar, I played this song for her. Who could ask for more? I played atop the bed, her head. I was half undressed, but only groaned she did. She still wasn't impressed. Because I made pancakes. They don't look like pancakes. It's supposed to be the kind of meal a man makes to cure his lover's hangover headaches. Won't someone please tell me what the fuck is a griddle? I did not know, so I put them in the middle of the oven, yeah. I'm the kind of guy who bakes pancakes. They don't look like pancakes. Well, she still smiles at me knowingly every time she thinks of my inability to cook something she knew how to do since she was two. And she says, honey, it's a good thing that making music's one thing that you know how to do.
That was excellent.
Thanks, guys.
That was awesome. One star I stepped on your joke.
Oh, it's okay.
I feel really bad with my stupid big
mouth. No, you're smart. That's all. Smarter than me.
I like you. I like you a lot.
I like well, somebody does around here.
Yeah.
I'd just suck his dick.
I was trying to think of something. Hey, Rick, what do you think of the mailman?
I'd just suck his dick.
What about your neighbor?
I'd just suck his dick.
How about that 18-year-old, maybe 17-year-old barista across the street?
Oh, he's got a cute girlfriend.
I'd just suck his dick so I could taste fucking her pussy off of it.
This is not going to get old today.
Dick's coming very soon.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Right now Rick's naked in the other room. Just he's
smoking his pipe.
Smoking your
pipe. He stole my bow tie before the show.
Massive wood.
Jeez.
Okay.
That's what he's pushing the buttons with.
No, that would just mash.
May I remind you that my wife, a roller derby girl, is in the next room, and if I want...
She'll totally beat you.
Yeah, she would totally kick both of our asses.
I hope she thinks this is funny, too.
Yeah, she probably
would. Because I rely on Irma a lot. So.
Well, I have a champion in case that ever happens.
All right.
Yeah.
And what would you do to him, Rory?
Just say
it. It's not a
don't
him. It's, you know.
Oh,
it's a fellow former BBDD.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm just saying, well, I got something to stick up for me.
No, never mind. It's not going to work.
Yep.
Fuck this show.
Hey, Nick, what do you think of Nick Ramirez?
Fuck. I'd just suck his dick.
Oh, come on. You would if you could.
Dude, I couldn't fit it in my mouth. It's
gigantic.
Or inescapable.
Yeah,
or
this
something.
Is going to go.
My dick is inescapable.
When you do the text for this show, please put Nick's mom don't listen to this show.
Nick's mom, do not
listen. She heard you probably say it the original time, though, right?
No.
Because she listens every week?
Right. No, but she might, like, scan in one of... She's listened to a few.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't say any stupid shit like that last time.
Everyone from this show on, I got a feeling you're probably going to.
Yeah, I just wanted to stop listening to it all together. It's just better for your mom. Yeah.
Put a disclaimer at the
and
beginning
dad,
of the
too. Jesus.
They love you, son.
Yeah. This is Nick Ramirez.
They support your lifestyle.
Parents, don't listen to this.
Don't listen to this.
Do you want your son enticed into the world of homosexuals?
Yeah, it's hot in here.
It is.
It's rather warm.
I think, Cecil, when's your next show?
So I've got that wedding gig.
Well, then, your next real show.
Yeah,
come
but
on.
I'm actually not sure when the next show is as the pretty unknown. So,
When's the next time you're going to be on stage?
I'm going to be on stage with Lucas Young. I play with him as the lead guitarist, July 15th or 16th.
Okay. That's not too far out.
Yeah. I don't remember. It's this little band, this little guy and girl that come out and play, and it's folk stuff. It's like Polly and Penn or something like that. That's not the name of their group, but it's something like that.
Polly, Penn, Lucas, and Cecil?
Exactly.
That sounds like a puppet show.
Wow, you are the guitar player and not the PR guy, huh?
Yeah, no, my life.
Wait, don't you do that for a living or something? Aren't you some sort of communication specialist?
I do marketing for my company. Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah,
way to market yourself.
Well, you know, when you get home from a tired day of marketing, you don't want to do that once you get home.
Right. Well, see, well, I find all my marketing skills are an outgrowth of obnoxiously talking about myself and my projects constantly.
You do that?
No. No. I was talking about... a guy I know.
So it's actually
You wouldn't know him.
I probably wouldn't.
Victor and
I don't
Penny.
Hang out with that
I just remember.
Victor and Penny. Yeah. See, I thought I'd distract you and help you out a
Thank
little
you.
There.
Yeah. Cleared the blocks.
Sorry, when's that going to be? The July
15th? It's like the 15th, I think.
And,
I'll put it up on my website.
Yeah, that was my
it's
next
It's going to be here in town.
In Reno.
Broadcasting through the atmosphere. Just stand outside.
Look out. July 15th or 16th.
Just walk outside.
Somewhere.
Put your arms out.
Put your arms out and we'll be there.
I'm sure as the day
I know it's ridiculous. I'm sorry. I've just got all this shit in my head and none of it's meaningful.
You were supposed to be more prepared.
I was apparently.
Spoken like a man who has somebody to bring him a pen.
Have you ever listened to the show?
I have not.
Congratulations. That's the best way to be on, anyway.
Perfect. Yeah, I didn't know the type of frivolity I'd be experiencing.
Well, do you ever hit up the open mics?
I do, yeah. In fact, I met you at the open mic at Zephyr.
That's right.
Yeah. I play at Walden sometimes, and Java Jungle sometimes. And I kind of did a year and a half of playing at open mics before I... You know, started finding other people to play with. And
do you ever stop into the Jub Jubs of the Strega?
You know, I've played at Strega a number of times. Open mic, love playing there. Yeah. I have not been to Jub Jubs yet.
Cool. So. What do you think? What do you think of the show at Matt's show at Strega?
I think it's great.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's good. Open mic. Cool. I was there last night.
Yeah,
I think that's probably one of my favorite places to play, just in general. I mean, you get all sorts of people, and it's extremely relaxed. And
yeah, it's a cool little building.
Yeah,
yeah, it's very cool. My music's not like standard. Mainstream stuff, like it's more jazzy. People, you know,
right?
I think it fits there.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, there's a fireplace. I can listen to
some
jazzy
stuff. That place is cozy enough that you can sit. You know, literally, it's a everybody sit around the guitar player kind of moment.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
As opposed to like a similar small venue. I mean, not similar, but small venues like something more like Jubb's or Shea's. Mm-hmm. It's a little more of the stage party
there's
atmosphere.
A stage and right. Yeah. Stand here. Yeah. Even Blue or Red Rock,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The stage is up.
You almost said Blue Lamp.
It's just like a mini venue,
yeah.
Real tiny venue.
Yeah, Red Rock.
That's not even really a stage, dude. No. That's just a place to put the drums.
No. That's true.
You used to put the drummer up on the shelf above
still,
the stage.
Still do.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and then Tuesdays there's an open mic at the Sienna.
Oh, really?
Sometimes. Yeah, I always get the Facebook message on that. I don't stop by there yet, so I don't know what it's like.
It's right across the street from your house.
Yeah, I know. I know. I usually do practice on Tuesday, so.
As we've probably mentioned before, but there is veritably an open mic every night of the week in Reno, and you should avail yourself of that, listening public.
Absolutely, it's fun.
And most of you already probably do, but those that don't, this is what like makes a town cool. This is what builds a scene. Go to open mic, meet people, perform.
Well, and for aspiring musicians, definitely.
Like, yeah.
I mean, some of my best memories were playing to one person, like sitting across from me at an open mic, you know.
Right.
But you get through those times and you have a good show or a shitty show and, you know, you get better.
So. Oh, from the other side of things, some of my favorite memories are like, they're those like open mics that stand out in your memory as every single performer was great.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Or devolved into this great jam session, they should form a band kind of thing.
Right. At that time, at the Blue Lamp, when Iwo Jima Jack and Pointy Titty Bitch fucking battle each other on the mic.
What was Pointy Titty Bitch's name?
Yeah, sounds like a
bitch. I don't have any idea.
Okay, that's probably better anyway.
It's Iwo Jima Jack?
Iwo Jima Jack was the shit. He could power curse like no other, and he would tell you some...
He fucked Shirley Temple.
Yeah,
but who hasn't?
He'd tell you about it.
His dick looked like a baby's arm holding an apple.
I see he's regaled you with a tail or two.
Yes.
Jack was a colorful character.
Rad. But, so anyway, go out to an open mic. Do we want to do one more song or just get the hell out of here? Cecil?
I'll play one more for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's hear one more song.
All right, this one's sexy too, if that's cool.
Yeah. That's always
cool. It's called Feel Like
speak
Dancing.
For the ladies, since there are none here but me.
This one's for you.
Do you mind if I take my shirt off?
The Lorax for the ladies.
Do you mind?
Oh, you guys were like, we want the funny one.
I take my shoes off.
Do you mind if you take your shirt off?
I like where your head's at.
Nice try.
All right, feel like dancing.
I call you, baby, will you come over tonight? If I call you, baby, will you come over tonight? We'll make love till the morning light. Won't you tell me, darling, where you been so long? Won't you tell me, darling, where you been so long? And if you love me tonight, you can't do no wrong. We feel like dancing. That light. If I ask you nicely, will you turn off that light? Is all those wrongs I'm gonna right? And
And if I tell you I love you, will you take off them clothes? If I tell you I love you, will you take off them clothes? What happens next, only the Lord knows. Oh yeah, you make me feel like dancing.
Dude, why are you messing around with a girl in Ohio? Like, you could have any girl in town with a song like that.
She's a pretty good girl, so.
All right, yeah. Fair enough. Well, you're lucky woman, Alexandra. Ah, look at the big brain
look
on
at the
Brad.
Brain on Brad.
Is it Brett or Brad?
Brad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Before I forget, I know they've been listening to this whole show. They're even probably playing it in their office right now as they listen to it. But let's say hi to Ian and Justin over at Reno Computer Fix. Check out RenoComputerFix.net. They're located on South Wells right next to the Dandelion Deli.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they'll
South
fix
Wells.
Your computer. They will fix your computer, not by how long it takes or not by a flat rate, but they'll just make it happen and talk to you about the job that it took.
I was by there the other day picking up some trophies for the horseshoe tournament.
Oh,
not,
right.
Not at their place, but next door there's
store.
A trophy shop. Yeah. I love Wells.
Yeah, it's a great. Yeah, they're all such a great little shops, all sandwiched next to each other. Aww. No, but they're great guys, and not only do they also have like art and shit around. They do installations for local artists, and you can buy shit off their wall.
Oh, cool!
So,
cool.
Yeah, it's a computer store that supports the arts. They're fucking rad like that.
Good.
I like art. I like and buying art.
I like. My
I think they're
to
developing some
art.
Sort of like web Ustream camera that you can get onto their website and then shoot them with a Nerf dart.
I want that.
They were fucking around with that a couple weeks ago when I was in there. So check them out. Reno Computer Fix, RenoComputerFix.net. Ask for Justin or Ian and tell them Reno, worst little podcast in the world sent you. Oh, yeah. Oh,
good job.
Yeah.
And
that was awesome. I love Penny so much.
Cecil, thank you for coming down tonight.
Thanks, Roy.
It was a really pleasure. Cool. Jess, it's fun having you around. Don't ever do this to me again.
Fuck you.
We had to have somebody here in case you didn't even show up.
Let's do that.
I was going to say in your
chair.
I was running late.
But thank you, guys. Thank you, Nick, Chewy, and Rick.
Yes.
Once again, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, and Dogwater Dick, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Say liquid eyeliner.
Dogwater Studios.
Liquid eyeliner.